how to enhance teacher educators' digital pedagogical competence. In this NoteLab case, we took the question into virtual reality and focused on fostering interaction and collaboration in digital learning environments.
We tackled the problem by co-designing and implementing digital pedagogy in one course, multidisciplinary learning module in other environments or in school. The question was what the role of digital tools could be in achieving the main learning objectives of the course.
The methodological starting points in this case were experimental learning and operating in diverse media environments. The idea was to enhance teacher educators' know-how by experimenting collaboratively with new ways to work and interact in digital surroundings.
Keeping these principles in mind, we decided to use Altspace VR, the former virtual reality platform produced by Microsoft, and ThingLink, a tool for creating interactive media content.
The case was implemented twice. At both times, pre-service teachers and teacher educators took part in virtual drama, which was set in our virtual campus in Altspace. Pre-service teachers were in the roles of future media representatives, whose mission was to deliver a message about the importance of sustainability and slowing down climate change.
They used ThingLink for knowledge construction during the virtual drama, and the results of the teamwork were shared in virtual reality. In addition, ThingLink was utilized also in other phases of the course. At the beginning, it was used as a platform to collect different media contents about climate change, and at the end as a tool for sharing experiences from the pre-service teacher's school projects.
But why virtual reality and digital collaboration?
The obvious reason was to strengthen teacher educators' know-how. Some educators described that they had observed the use of VR environments, but hadn't actively tested them by themselves as part of teaching. Also, new learning environments are taken more easily into use when someone has tested them already and proven that they are meaningful and pedagogically sensible. Because the first case was implemented in 2022, there was an urgent need to find new ways to collaborate because of the restrictions caused by the pandemic and because of a sort of Zoom fatigue in the air.
In general, it is almost necessary to explore the new possibilities of digitally engaging and learning because the only thing we know about the future is that we must be prepared for everything. The knowledge and experience of how to use digital tools and environments in pedagogically sustainable ways gives us the upper hand over the unknown.
Most of the educational VR environments can be used in different ways. Participants can join the virtual reality from their own devices, as we did in our first implementation. The second implementation took place on campus with VR headsets and controllers, which enable an immersive experience. In both cases, the main idea was to use a game-like environment where people could interact via avatars. When working in digital settings, the teacher educator should be prepared for a wide variety of situations and have alternative plans. In this case, a spare environment was set up in GatherTown, an easy-to-use browser-based virtual space. On top of that, there was an additional working space in Zoom.
This case also demonstrated that ThingLink or other digital tools for knowledge construction can be applied in a wide range of ways in different parts of the learning process, from information collection to reflection.
According to the teacher educators, the case was a concrete example of how competence develops through doing, both pedagogical competence and mastery of devices, platforms, and tools. The tools, on the other hand, aren't as important as the team that innovates something new in collaboration. There was also learning on a minor scale. While pre-service teachers had their task and a limited time frame to prepare their presentations, they had also a possibility to explore the virtual space. All they had to do was to pay attention to the environment and be active.
On another level, pre-service teachers commented after the implementation that they could see themselves using virtual reality in their own teaching. Giving a presentation in Altspace felt like a real one, but being virtual, it diminished the anxiety that some students might feel when talking in front of a group. The use of ThingLink introduced versatile use of multimodality. Also, success with digital tools increased the feeling of self-efficacy and supported digital pedagogical skills becoming a part of one's teacher identity.
As a conclusion, the experience strengthened both educators' and pre-service teachers' digital competence and increased their understanding on XR surroundings and their possibilities. As it was noted, competence develops through doing. The case also made clear that once collaboration and learning are moved into digital environments, it doesn't diminish the role of an educator. On the contrary.
Students might have all that it takes to function in virtual environments, but when there's a problem, the educator is the one they rely on. However, when exploring new ways to interact and collaborate, we are learning together and sharing knowledge. With an open mind and with maker spirit, we really are creating pedagogically meaningful visions for the future.